WTBR.
Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Families of Camp Mystic flood victims have sued Camp Mystic. 25 campers and two counselors died when floodwaters swept through the camp on July 4th. The lawsuit claims staff were told to move equipment instead of evacuating cabins near the Guadalupe River. It also alleges the camp ignored state rules requiring evacuation plans and housed campers in known flood zones to save money. The suit was filed Monday on behalf of seven families. It seeks more than $1 million in damages. Camp Mystic has not commented on the allegations. As a whole, more than 136 people died that night, at least 18 of which were from the Houston area. Governor Abbott has ordered an investigation into Texas Southern University to investigate allegations of financial mismanagement. News 88.7's Rob Salinas has those details.
The order comes after State Auditor Lisa Collier detailed incidents across several areas. She says the university has not kept up with physical inventories of its assets. The preliminary report also finds hundreds of invoices awarded prior to receiving approval and many invoices awarded to vendors with expired contracts. TSU is also accused of being late with financial reporting for at least the past two fiscal years. The university says many of those issues have already been addressed and will meet with Collier later this week to discuss the audit. I'm Rob Salinas, News 88.7.
Some Texans have started receiving supplemental nutrition program benefits again in the midst of the ongoing government shutdown that does appear to have an end in sight, as you've been hearing. November payouts were delayed for more than a week. The Texas Tribune reports, though, that some Texas enrollees have gotten 65% of a typical month's allotment from SNAP. Others have received less, though. Roughly 3.5 million Texans have SNAP, 1.7 million of them our children. Now, as the longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history continues, flight disruptions are worsening due to a lack of air traffic controllers who remain unpaid. As of Monday afternoon, Bush Airport had nearly 50 cancellations and Hobby had 24. That's according to FlightAware, and more are planned for today. In a press conference, National Air Traffic Controllers Association President Nick Daniels criticized the lack of pay for controllers and other government workers.
To not pay someone for the work that they have performed is un-American, and failing to pay that workforce that keeps our sky safe is not acceptable. And it is not sustainable.
Air traffic controllers have now missed two full paychecks because of the shutdown. No basketball for the Houston Rockets tonight, but they are back on the road tomorrow to battle the Washington Wizards. It's been a great start for the season for Houston. They have 6 wins and 3 losses. In college basketball, the University of Houston's men's team are now the number one team in the country, according to the Associated Press's latest poll. They jumped up a spot, overtaking Purdue. For more news, you can head to our website. That's HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.